This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. We talked earlier in the show about some of the big changes coming in the new year because of new regulations. Other changes might be self-imposed. That's right, 'tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Some of you might be pledging to eat a little better, for example. With that in mind, we bring you the latest installment of our series, My Economy, this one from our partners at the BBC.
My name is Fiona Houston. I'm the founder and CEO of Mara Seaweed. We're a Scottish seaweed company that is selling seaweed flakes and powders to use as a healthy alternative to salt. From startup to now has been a complete roller coaster, because when I first started, came up with this idea of the company, there was, you know, you couldn't get locally sourced seaweed. So I literally started getting my wetsuit on and harvesting the seaweed myself. And I went to the local landowner and said, can I harvest seaweed off your shoreline? And second of all, can I park a 40-foot shipping container in your farmyard? That's how it all started. And then now we're, you know, we have a technical kitted out food processing facility. So it seems in 5 years we've come a very, very long way on in a supply chain where there was literally nothing. I think we've got so many things that are vital to our own company that I haven't spent a whole lot of time worrying about the things I can do nothing about, like Brexit and Scottish independence and all the rest of it. You know, we currently are trading with America and we're a small business and we do it. You know, is it as easy as trading with the EU? No, but it's, you know, it's not that difficult. The hardest thing is when a tariff gets retrospectively put on your goods. This is what has happened recently, which you weren't expecting and weren't planning for. I mean, it's not a huge tariff, but it's still, it's only a few percent, but it's, you know, it's not something that we were expecting. But obviously, we're not French wine or whiskey or anything, which has been, or cheese, actually. I think we have a family in Ireland who are making Cashel Blue cheese, and they've been really hit because one of their biggest markets is the States, and they've got a massive tariff on their cheese now. So, you know, a free trade deal with the States would be great.
That was Fiona Houston, co-founder and CEO of Mara Seaweed. This series only works with your help. Let us know how your economy is doing at marketplace.org.